Families of the victims of Israel's recent war on Gaza welcomed the move by the International Criminal Court to conduct a preliminary investigation into Israel's war crimes in the blockaded coastal region. Last summer, Israeli forces killed and injured thousands of people in Gaza. Hundreds of them were women and children. The Israeli bombardment destroyed around 100,000 homes, completely or partially. The Sahwil family lost one child during the war, and another succumbed to his wounds about a month ago.
We hope that the Israeli soldiers and officials who ordered to kill our loved ones be tried for their crimes. They must all be tried in a national court for what they did to us.
During the summer onslaught that lasted for 50 days, Israeli forces destroyed entire neighborhoods and killed over 2,300 people.
My children were hungry and they went to a store to buy some food on the second day of the war. An Israeli drone fired a rocket and killed them. Three other children were injured.
Palestinian officials, both in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, have welcomed the ICC investigation, while Israeli officials were furious. Rights groups say Israel and its Western allies will try to foil the probe.
This is a good step, although late, and I am afraid that pressure will be exerted on the court's prosecutor. We only hope that the prosecutor will conduct a fair and transparent investigation and bring Israeli criminals to justice for the massacre that they committed against Palestinians.
Experts say that despite ICC's acceptance to conduct a probe, still much remains to be done to end Israel's impunity. Families of war victims in Gaza say the launching of a preliminary investigation into Israeli war crimes is a step in the right direction towards achieving justice. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.